In the beginning of the vision, I was laying in bed. And as I was contemplating the higher things of life, I was lifted up and I was taken up through the ceiling of my house, up through the clouds, and I came to a large building. And on this large building, there was a door, and I opened the door, but there were no stairs that I could go down, and it was like a large warehouse. And as I looked over the warehouse, there were innumerable mirrors that seemed to be throughout the warehouse. And then in the midst of the mirrors, I saw a large tree. And so all I had to do was think, and I was able to transport down to the floor. And as I looked in at the mirrors, I saw that there was a cord-like thing that seemed to lead to the tree. And as I focused on one of the mirrors, the impression was that I was looking at my past life, and the mirrors represented many of the past lives that I had had. And that each of those lives help feed and grow what was the tree of life, my tree of life. And as I followed the cords and they led to the tree, I recognized that this was basically the root system for the growth of the tree. And I was basically told that the development of this tree was dependent on the things that I learned within those various lives that helped to grow that tree. I was drawn back to one of the mirrors in particular, and as I looked into the mirror, there were some extraordinary experiences that had been a major impetus in supplying some of the source and the needs for the growth of that tree.
Which life was it?
The impression is 4 lives ago.
Okay.
And then I was taken back to the tree, and as I looked at the tree, I saw that there was a door or an entrance, and that I could go in and examine the inside of the tree. And as I was taken inside the tree, there wasn't much light that was emanating, but as I entered into the tree, my own light was illuminating the inside of the tree. And that there was a stairway within the tree, and it was somewhat spiral. And as I began to ascend the tree, I found that I went to the very top of my tree, and that the growth of my tree was being controlled by a ceiling. And the ceiling was the illusions that I had. And that I had to get rid of my illusions in order for my tree of life to continue to spread and to go forth. But on this occasion, there was an opening in the ceiling, and I was able to go over the boughs of the tree. And as I looked, I was able to look on the expanse of the universe. And as I looked over the expanse, I saw a distant sun, a distant light. And as I began to look at that light and focus in on it, I recognized that it had the illumination and the power of the impression that I have and had was of 1,000 suns. And as I drew myself to that sun, initially, I wanted to shrink because of the magnitude of the light. And as I gained control over my fear, and I was able to look into the light, I saw a being in that light. And he invited me into that light. And he shared with me a conversation that I've never shared before. He indicated that in an appropriate time, that there would be a beck and call to begin to formulate and be a part of a molecule, and that I needed to prepare myself with an understanding and a direction as to what a molecule was, as to what the direction would be, and how it would be implemented in order to bring about the purposes of God of bringing all of us into unity. And that is, he then gave me a very quick blessing, indicating that his thoughts and his perceived direction for me would be given to me from time to time, and that I should not fear, and that to remember the aspects of the ceiling that was limiting my growth of my tree of life, and that as I began to do that, greater knowledge would begin to unfold, and I would have the blessings of what my purpose and direction in this life was to be. And at that point, I came back into the top of the tree, down through the tree, and then I floated back up to the door, and then back into my room.
And you read the book, Life-Life Relationship, before this?
I had not, JJ. I had very little clue as to what the molecular relationship was, and that's when my questions began, and Dan and you began to share with me some of those.
Have you read it now?
I have, with my wife. We've read it. So that was the experience of that contact.
Do you feel this being was your own higher self?
I do.
Okay. Continue to relax and contemplate.
I'm shaking.
Fine. Guide yourself to find your higher self again, to find this being again. Call out to him, say these words. Come to me.
Come to me.
Get extremely quiet and wait for him to come. Tell me when he's here.
He's here.
What do you want to ask him?
I think it goes back to the initial vision that you asked me to share. Is when will the appropriate time come that my heart and the hearts of those that are to grow to be unified as one will take place?
Does he give you any impression of the time frame?
He has told me that I must extend my life and to work in the proper manner, that within 15 to 20 years I'll be an old man.
Older than that.
59.
Okay.
That this can take place.
And I'd be about 90 in 20 years. Okay, is there anything else you want to ask him? How about asking him what's the important things you have to do in the next 20 years? Ask him that.
What are some of the most important things I need to do in my life over the next 20 years? It goes back to deciding the difference between what was illusion and what is reality, and what will lead me to a path of truth and not bind me with the chains of illusion. And he says, you must contemplate and meditate more deeply. you must take the time that you've had over the last year and a half of basically separating yourself from the box you were in and taking that opportunity of where you were analyzing all of your illusions and your experiences and begin focusing on the one and true God again and bringing back that relationship that you have more or less set aside over the last year and a half.
Okay, now go back to where those mirrors were again.
Okay.
Is there any life you lived that was back in the time of Christ?
There is, JJ.
Okay, you don't have to tell us who it is, but the person that you were will come into your own mind. Did you know the Christ?
I did. I was a companion. I was a friend.
What was he like?
He was very kind in regards to my unbelief, in regards to my second guessing of what his true motives were, into what his purpose was in bringing about an understanding of who God really is. I had my illusions then that had been fortified over the millennia through the traditions of men and of the religion of the time. And he was trying to break that illusion at that time. And I was a witness of many of the things that took place in his life.
What was the greatest miracle you saw him do?
That he was able to allow me to realize that I could sweep the guilt in my life away. All of the other miracles were of a physical nature, but this was the most influential to me, that I did not have to have guilt. I did not need to fear. That if I'd fill my heart with love, I could overcome all things and even the illusions that were binding me.
Yeah, that's important. That's one thing I didn't talk about today was the removal of guilt is important for true soul contact. Were you a witness to the resurrection?
I was. I was a witness of his trial.
You were actually there during the trial?
I watched as the men took him from the garden.
Do you remember anything that's like not in the Bible that is different from what the Bible says?
Absolutely.
Tell us a couple things.
I watched as they bound him. I watched as the events unfolded. I watched the betrayal. I watched the excising of the ear and the healing of the ear. But the thing that was most powerful was the manner in which he was treated, in which he did not fight, in which they prodded him, they kicked him, they cajoled him, and at times they even penetrated him with their blades. And then I watched as before he was taken to trial, he was thrown into a pit. And I remember from afar, I could feel his feelings. I could feel the claustrophobic feelings that were a part of him going down into the pit. I sensed him as he landed on bones of rotten flesh and the stench that rose from the pit. I witnessed the fear that he had, even though he was the Son of God. that he was going to experience and the loneliness that he felt. And from that point on, I did not witness any other portion of the trial.
Were you at the day of Pentecost?
I was.
Tell us what happened there.
I watched as there was a multitude of people striving to recognize and to understand that the being that they had looked so forward to and understanding who God really was had been taken away from them. And as they sat there and contemplated, their hearts were very heavy. They were filled with grief and sorrow. And the apostles were basically inspired to do as the Master had done. And they went and broke bread. Or broke the bread and broke the fish and fed it to the multitude. And with that simple act of faith, there was a healing that took place of the grief and the fear that the followers of Christ had, because now that they had come into contact with the true being that could guide and direct them, the whole purpose of what Jesus was trying to accomplish. And in that one instance, there was a fulfillment of many of the things that the Savior had desired to do.
Or do you want to say anything else?
No, I'm almost physically overcome.
Okay. Well, this memory will stay fresh in your mind. You can reflect on it anytime you want. Bring you entirely to the present. On the count of three, you'll feel completely at ease. 1, 2, 3. Okay, deserves a hand, doesn't he?
Yeah, he brought up guilt. That's another tremendous barrier, and that's the main saving power that Jesus tried to teach, was the overcoming of guilt. Overcoming guilt is what the salvation he talked about is really all about. Because when guilt is overcome, then one of the major blockages between us and the soul is then removed. Okay, as we're about to reach the end of our time, does anyone have any questions before we dismiss? Okay, well, thanks, everybody, and we'll see you tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.